All right, we are live here at Exotica, New Jersey, 2014, day 3, Sunday. The lovely Miss Ash Hollywood, how are you doing?
I'm fucking phenomenal. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's your weekend been so far?
It's been really good. I try to come to the Exotica, New Jersey every year. I just started doing Chicago as well. It's really great to be here signing with Club. Meeting all the fans is always amazing. I've gotten some great gifts back from the fans, and I love selling my gifts as well. So it's been cool. It's been lucrative. And of course, this is the one that I started with, and I think the one that I will always go to.
Very cool. Now, for those fans who aren't too familiar with work, how long have you been in the industry for?
In March, it will be 5 years.
How'd you get your start?
I got my start through mainstream modeling, and I became a fetish model, being tied up and, you know, really pretty and taking pictures. And from there, I had a curiosity to the industry, so I started talking to an agent and then finally made my way out to California.
And has porn been everything you thought it would be?
Porn has definitely overreached my expectations. I came into this very naive about my sexuality, and now I know so many things about myself that I would have never have learned. I mean, people spend tens and tens of years figuring this out, and by their mid-40s, they might know a little bit more about themselves. I took the crash course in porn, and I'm really happy I did. I still, to this day, don't have a fantasy of my own, but I've had a great time these last 5 years living out everybody else's fantasy for them.
Well, I know of 5 years, a lot of scenes. Are there any particular memorable or favorite scenes that you've done?
I've done so many crazy things that I never thought I would have the opportunity to. Kink.com put me in a straitjacket upside down and had me do an upside down blowjob. I've done a lot of amazing things with femdom that I would never fathom doing, you know, cock and ball torture, pegging, just crazy stuff. And on top of that, I just recently went to Europe. I worked for Marc Dorcel, and when I worked over there, I got to ride in a helicopter above, you know, the English countryside. It was fucking gorgeous. I got to stay in castles and mansions. I got to walk up to multiple castles and strip down completely nude and take pictures, which is insanely illegal, but I got to do that. I got to go to Paris as well for Marc Dorcel this year. I've had a lot of opportunities because of porn, and I would not take it back for the world.
Cool. So after 5 years in the variety of scenes, is there anything left you yet to do that you'd like to? Any goals? Anything you'd like to accomplish?
Well, my goals and things that I want to accomplish are actually outside of porn. I'm currently trying to produce a horror film. I have this idea that I've loosely written. That's my baby project. I can't talk too much about it, but I'm hoping that I get to create a vision that, you know, everybody will like to see. And it's going to have a little fetish in it. It's going to have, it's a domination-based horror film. So that will be a lot of fun. Also, along the domination and fetish route, I'm starting a clothing line as well. So I'm really excited that for that to happen, for that to pop off. I hope it all comes to fruition the way I want it to. And if it doesn't, well, I'm going to sound like an idiot in this interview. But that's okay, because I'm working really hard.
Very cool, very cool. So, any new movies, new scenes coming out?
There's so many, I don't even know. I just had one of my first IR boy-girl scenes come out for Black.com. It's not my first IR scene. I did a boy-boy-girl IR scene for Wicked. But this is my first, you know, boy-on-girl scene. It looks great, it's beautiful, I'm really excited about that. On top of that, I'm trying to coordinate my first anal scene. It's probably going to end up coming out next year now that it's so late in the year, but that will be the 2015 goal of Ash Hollywood. And then after that, I really don't know where to go.
Play it by ear.
I'll just play it by ear, one cock at a time.
Yeah. So what's the best way for the fans to contact you?
The best way to find me is at ashgirl.com, which is my official free website. It's got blogs, videos, podcasts, a whole bunch of cool things. You can also hear me on vividradio.com and SiriusXM 791. And if you follow my social media, you can find me on Twitter at Ash Hollywood or Instagram at Hollywood Censored.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, and we hope to see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.